Do I need to explain the video to anybody that didn't understand it? Anybody? I'll quickly explain it if you have a problem with understanding Afrikaans. But the video basically goes about fear and how it cripples our lives. And that's just the freedom that we receive from God. And it's something that you could actually see in the video, where people bring their fears, they write it on a piece of paper, and those fears they cast into the fire. And it's just symbolizing that they cast away their fears and trust in the Lord. And it's just how God empowers them. And it's something very symbolic, but very profound. And then in this day and age, fear is so prevalent. And it's something that, as we will see a bit later, it either empowers you or completely destroys you. Father God, we just want to come this morning, Lord God, and just glorify your name, Father. This word that you've laid on my heart, Father, is something specific and special for us, Lord God. It's something that you will lead me into, Holy Spirit, by your word and your power and your love, Lord God. That it's something that will edify your body, Lord God. It will edify the people, Father. It will set the captives free, Father. It just gives us the enlightenment, Father, that your word and only your word can give us, Father God. It is something that it just allows us, Father, to understand ourselves so much better, Lord God. As we come closer to you, as we walk closer to you, Father, we understand ourselves better, Lord God. And we can become better people because of that. Father, we just thank you for your word, Father, that just builds us up, Lord, that gives us an identity and the strength, Lord, to stand, Father, when others are wavering and falling away, Father God. It's something that helps us, Lord, to walk into the night, Father. Even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, Father, we will fear no evil, Lord God, because you are with us. And that is something that is so overwhelming, Father God, that we can just glorify your name for that in Jesus' name. Amen. That's actually a topic I also discussed a while back. And it was something that I just felt in my heart to share. Because it's something that was a bit of a contradiction to me, because in the word it says in 1 John 4 verse 18, I will turn around a lot because I have actually no notes. It's actually what I wrote down there at the back just now. And it is 1 John 4 from verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he loved us first. And there is something of a bit of a contradiction, because there's something in, if you go to Psalms 11, verse 10. 111, verse 10, sorry. That's why you always bring your Bibles to church. Of course, there may not be notes on the projector. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, good understanding. Have all those who do his commandments, his praise endures forever. Now, would you say that's a bit of a contradiction? Meaning that how can this, both of these be true, valid words of God, when they seem so contradictory to one another? Because on the one hand, it says we should not fear, but on the other hand, it says we should fear. But how does that work? How do we understand this? Because it's something that it puzzled me for a while. And it was something that I realized that fear, although it sounds terrible, has got power. It carries power. Because if something, you can only fear something that is real. If you don't fear God, it means he's not real to you. Did you catch that? You fear fire because it can hurt you. You fear crime because it might hurt you. Do you fear God because he might hurt you? It is something simple yet so profound that it is easy to miss this. Because if you start to realize who God is, and that is who he says he is, that must grip you with fear, because then you suddenly realize, who am I? To think what I think, to do what I do, to say what I say, and continue with what I'm doing. If this God is real, and he's made a heaven and a hell, and I can go to either one of them, by choice. And that's a crazy thought. It's something that you have to look at and say, oh God, if you are real, I have to fear you. There's something in your heart that just goes, he's real. I have to fear him. Because he is God. And our concept of God is so warped because of our upbringing, because of what we see people do, people we respect as religious leaders. And the things that they do in this world is so unbelievable that, and so misguided, because it does not line up with the Word of God. The Pope. Now, I believe there are holy Christian people in the Catholic Church. But there are many institutions like the Catholic Church that has adulterated the Word of God. Misused it out of context, use it for their own gain. And we as Christians are not far removed from that. Many Christians in this day and age use the Word for their own personal gain. Why? Because they don't fear God. A simple example was, I don't know if you read the news about the prophet that prophesied the earthquake in Namibia. Everybody, what was it, the Monday, the 14th of April, or something like that. And I have nothing against prophets. The prophets are in the Word of God. Prophets are real. They can really give you prophecies, something that will happen. But when prophets, self-proclaimed prophets, like this prophet, goes ahead and speaks something that is not confirmed by any other body else in the Christian realm, and there's lots of Christians in Namibia. I spoke to a lot of people, and they said, oh, did you see this? They sent me this email and said, oh, we have to go. And I hear people's fear because of what this woman said. And yes, you have to be careful, because if a prophet says something, you have to respect that prophet. But usually God's Word aligns up. There's other people as well that's received the same prophecy, that received the same revelation. And then you can start fearing, because then you know God is about to do something that, you have to be careful of. But prophets that don't fear God and just says words like this with no repercussions. In the Old Testament, if a prophet brought a word and it did not come to pass, they were put to death. They were stoned, because they say they heard from God and they brought word and the people had to listen to it. But false prophets were not tolerated in the Old Testament. They were physically killed. Now, there were many prophets in the Old Testament that brought the word, the true word of God. But that was mostly in the age where there was only one person in the nation that was hearing from God, who was listening to God. And that is so profound in our nation as well, because there are many Christians, people that follow God, that we can even call prophets. And that's that. That line of respect, that line of fear. Now, we can say that she really heard from God, but I really doubt it. Because in her own words, she said that if this did not come to pass, she would be a false prophet. And guess what? It didn't happen. And there was a lot of fear connected with that, that I don't believe is of God. Because there's a reverential fear. I just think that's something that the Word talks of, that we have to fear God. That's the beginning of all knowledge. Because if you fear God, you know who He is. You know what He's capable of. You know He created you in your mother's womb while you were being formed. He was there. I think today it's a medical miracle that doctors and scientists can say that they can recreate life. It's a load of rubbish, because that miracle of life that starts in a woman's womb, it is something that blows scientific. They understand the process, but they don't know how it works. They can recreate it from the process, how it forms, but they cannot do it. They don't understand the dynamics behind it. And it's so, because some people just say it's so simple, it's so easy to understand, but how does life form? How do they infuse that those cells start splitting? It's a process we understand, we can explain easily, but can we explain how that really happens? And how God says He formed us, He created us in that womb. He knows us. And that to me is something so profound and so special, to realize that the God of heaven and earth was there with me and created me and formed me the way I am because He wanted me to be the way I am today. Now, many things I've slipped up and made mistakes and went totally in the wrong way that God directed me. But by the grace of God, I can stand here today and be who I am today because God saved me radically, many times. Because so many times we slip up, we fall back. And that's also where we are in a world today that is so bound by fear. Where God says, yes, there's a fear, but this is the amazing part where perfect love casts out fear. When we know who God is and what He is about. And this is where that contradiction is removed. Because we know and fully understand who He is. But then we realize how unbelievably He loves us. How He walks with us. How He wants us to be His children. How He calls to us. How He just wants to engage with us. And we have to re-engage with Him as well. But we have to be connected. We have to stay connected. And that is where that fear part turns to love. Where we can realize that God loves us because He sent His Son, His only Son, to die on a cross for us. We have that amazing choice that I always use that example of using my cell phone and saying, I make a recording and say, Reinhold is God. It's a stupid example, but God did not make us robots to say He is God and we have to worship Him. He gives us that amazing free choice to say, listen, I'm your God. I created you. I did everything I can for you. But you still have the choice to say, I love you because of what you did for us. And that is something that the world preys on. Because that fear that Johnny spoke of and shared this morning, when you go out and you have to share the word of God, there's a fear of man that you have to overcome. There's a fear for everything in this life we have to overcome. And many of us are driven by fear. Unhealthy fear. There's a fear that protects us, but we know, okay, if we go too close to this cliff, there's a fear that drives you back. But it is also people call it vertigo. As you go close to the edge, you feel it's pulling you in, and you want to fall. Because that fear just overwhelms your senses, and you just lose all sense of control. And it just, that's as if that height is pulling you down, wanting you have to step back and realize there's danger here. So there's a healthy fear and there's an unhealthy fear. But fear is something that is real. You cannot fear something that cannot hurt you. You agree? And that is where we have to understand that God loves us. And we have to fear Him. Once we start to realize that He is real, we have to fear Him. There's another part that comes in that we realize how much He loves us. He would give anything for us to be saved, to see His love, to run to Him. And that's also always awesome to walk with God and knowing that He loves us. And that just changed something in our thinking. But it's a start. It's not you've not arrived yet when you've made that decision. There are many times, and I can testify to this, where your life is just turned upside down. And everything that you've come to realize, know, think how it works, suddenly doesn't make sense anymore. And then either God is real to you, or you say, this cannot be. This cannot be what the real loving God would do to me. How can this happen to me? How can He allow such a thing to happen to me? But then you have to realize again that He's a God of love. Though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will fear no evil because He is with us. And many times we have, as Christians, has to realize that. That even though we are going through tough times, we're going through difficult times, even though we are fearing, we have fear in our hearts for something specific in our lives, God is still there. God is still in control. We have to respect that. We have to hold on to that, no matter what. I know I at some stage, when the church was going through a very difficult time, I was nowhere with God. And It was just difficult for me because the easiest thing to be for that at that time would just be to say, I had enough of this. I'm going to a different church. I'm not going to sit here around here and wait for all this nonsense to go away. But I just realized that, do I trust God? Is God going to lead me? But if I can't hear from Him, I can't go anywhere. So I just made a choice that day and said, God, I will not go until You tell me to go. I will do what I have to, commit myself, recommit myself, and do what I have to. And I think that's one of the most amazing decisions and choices I've made. Because God so changed my heart. He so changed my thinking. He used me in so many powerful ways that I can just glorify Him. Say, thank You, Lord, that You are real to me and that I can fear You. But with a fear that I come to love You as well. And something that just pulls your heart in, that you can just testify to Him. And this is something that I actually just saw now for the first time. It's in Psalms 19, verse 9. It's amazing how you read the Word, and then every time you discover something that is amazing and new when you look at it in a specific way. In Psalms 19, verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Now that was a very interesting verse to me. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And that just speaks of that fear that God invokes in us, or doesn't invoke in us. And that is also that you read in Psalm 36, verse 1. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgressions of the wicked. There is no fear of God before His eyes. And that's exactly what we see in this day and age. People don't fear God. They don't know Him. They might be naive. They might not realize who He is. And they just carry on with their lives as they do. Maybe not by their own fault. Maybe we carry some of that blame because some of them might be people we should have actually brought the Word of God to. Not to put condemnation on you, but how did you start learning to fear God? Do you fear God? Do you love Him because of that fear? Or did that fear just go on in your life? You fear God, but it's an unhealthy fear. Or is it something that God has changed in your heart to realize that fear is something that is profound, but it's also changing in your heart? And God is just taking that fear and turning it to love. Loving Him first, and then loving the people around you. Changing your world the way that you love. Changing the way that you think. Changing the way that you do things. You're reacting towards that love that you feel toward Him. And the fear that you feel when you see that God, if I do this, there's going to be a consequence. Now there are many gospels out there that just teaches God is holy and loving and perfect. But He's also God. He's also the judge. Although He might not like judging you for some of the sins that we've committed, He still is righteous. He has to do it. It is His nature. And that is where the fear of God also leads us into righteousness. To realize that we have to walk by His Word and His will. It's not just something that we can do and there's no consequences. And David is such a beautiful example of, he's a man after God's own heart, but how he committed adultery, murder. But when God confronted him and said, listen, for what you've done, there will be consequences. And it's not right. David's heart was in such a place that he could see his own wrong and say, God, I was wrong. Because he was king. He could, in my mind, always a king is somebody that's above the law. He can do what he wants with no consequences. But God, David feared God. He knew who God was throughout his whole life. And he could relate to God when he saw what he did. He realized he sinned against God and reacted in a like manner where he repented, true repentance. It is not something false that he said, okay, I'm sorry, I'll go on. He repented, but there were consequences as well. Even though he repented, but God still blessed him because he had that heart to know that he did wrong. He feared God above man. And that is why David is such an amazing story to read and a person to just to share with. And that's just something that I felt in my heart for us to share today. That there might be people here today that is living in a fear, but it's an unhealthy fear. It's something that is not impacting your life in a positive manner. And that's what I felt like just to share with you guys. And it's something that is just iterated to us in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. I think Johnny can quote this one out of his head. Put Johnny on the spot. Come on, Johnny. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. I will just read it anyway. Before I quote it wrongly. Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that is where God, He enables us with His love. And He wants to basically drive out the fear that we feel in this world. It can motivate you for the wrong reasons, in the wrong way. People that's in poverty. People that are doing things that they know is wrong because they fear that they might end up somewhere where God is not able to save them. And we respond to this world in such a way that it is completely misguided, completely out of line with God's word. Because you can go through the depths of hell and God is with you. And you just have to hold on to His hand and let Him guide you through that time. That's just what I felt in my heart to share today. And if there's something specific that God revealed to you, and I mean specifically, I mean this is something that God really laid on my heart just now. So if there was something specific, this word might be just for you. So I would really want you not just to leave, go out without responding to this word. Amen. Father God, we just want to come this morning, Lord God, and just, Father, just realize, Father, that you are God, Lord God, and our small concept of who you are as God, Lord, is so small in comparison to what you really are, Father God. But we fear you, Father, with reverential fear, Lord God, that drives out, Father, any fear of this world, fear of man, Lord, fears that is so insignificant compared to you, Father God. But Father, we want to come and say that, Lord, that we love you, Lord, because you loved us first. And it's that love, that amazing realization, Father, that you have always loved us. You have always wanted to show that love to us. And you want to enable us. You want to empower us. You want to give us that enabling grace, Father, that just drives out the fear, Father, and gives us that hope, Father, to hold on to when nothing else matters, Lord, when nothing else is making sense in the world around us, Father God. You are that light. You are that beacon, Father, that is always there, that is always true, and we cannot miss. Father God, I thank you for that love, Father, that guides us. And for the people under the sound of my voice, Father God, that if there is someone specific, Lord God, that there is something, Lord, that you would just let them realize that, Lord God, that you want them to have that fear that's removed, Lord God, that fear, Father, that's crippling them, that you wish for them to be empowered, Lord God. You wish for them to be lifted up. You want to give them a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind, Lord God, that even though their world is trembling, shaking, Father, they will not fear. Just as the song said, Lord God, we will not fear, Lord, because we know who you are. And that is such an amazing realization, Lord God, just to stand before you, God, knowing that one day we will stand before you as our judge, Lord God. If we do not have the covering, Lord, of the blood of the Lamb that sets us free, and we've made that choice, Lord, to give us that amazing place, that amazing gift, Lord, to understand, Father, that we are yours. You cover us with that love, Lord God. That same love that would have to judge us, Lord God, no matter what. Because you are righteous, Lord. You are the judge. You still need to judge us, Lord, even though you love us. But if we have received the covering through your Son's blood, Father, and we've accepted that gift, Lord God, you would cover our transgressions, Lord God. You would hide it from your face, and you would judge us according to a choice that we've made, Lord God, that sets us free from all our wrongdoings, all our sins, everything we've done wrong in the past, Father. You set us free. And that is an enabling grace, Father, that just allows us, Father, just to walk in this world, Father, with a joy and a peace that just surpasses all understanding, Father God. And right now, Father, as we are praying, Father God, we realize, Father, if we do not have that joy and that peace, Father, that's leading us into all righteousness, Lord God, that you would just guide our hearts, Father, that we are able to reconnect with you, Father, to experience that joy of our salvation, Father, that we are realized that we are yours. You've set us free, and you love us so immensely, Lord God, that we can just stand before you and say, God, that you are God. We love you, Father, for what you've done in our lives, Father, but you also want us to use that, Lord, that gift, that amazing gift, to take it to the world out there, Father. I'm so hungry, Lord, for this word, that you will just enable us, Lord God, not to fear man, Lord God, not to fear consequences, Lord God, but to be driven by love for you, our love for you, our compassion, Lord, that for the people around us, Lord, that you would just allow us, Lord, to experience that heart that you have towards the people around us. And we are able, Lord, to be driven by that love, Lord. Not a fear, Father, but a love for the people. That we can understand, Lord, that you are everything, Father. Lord, where we've gone off, Lord, where we have been led astray, Lord God, where we are just not in that place, Father God, of knowing who you are, realizing that you are in control, that you love us, Father, no matter what, that you are there with us, Father, that we would just simply open up our eyes, Father, and make that choice, Lord, to hold your hand and walk with you no matter what. We thank you, Lord, that you are always there forever. You are the same yesterday and tomorrow. We can trust in you, your word, and your salvation forever and ever. Amen. Can we all just quickly stand? If you were here this morning, just close your eyes. If you were here this morning and something just resonated in your heart with what I said, there's something in your heart that you just feel you want to let go. You want to let go of fears in your life. There's something in your life that is so overpowering. And I feel that very strongly. There's somebody here that just have that fear that's so overpowering. It's just that they feel they come to a certain point in their lives and they just get dragged back. And it's like a hurdle you can't clear, and you always get stuck in the same place. Just like it seemed when things are going well, you just get pulled back down again. That is you. I just quickly want you to raise your hand. Just to say, God, that's me. I just want to remove this fear in Jesus' name. Amen. And then there's people here that they don't know what the fear of the Lord is. You don't know what it means to fear God that loves you because He is real. If that is you, I just want you to raise your hand as well. Just say, God, I want to know you for who you really are, not just some figment of my imagination or somebody else's imagination. I want to know you for who you really are, and I want to trust you for that. Amen. And if you have not made that choice yet to say, God, you are God. You created me for who I am. And I want to make that choice today to fear you, to know you, to love you, and to receive your love, your salvation that you've given through your Son. If you've not made that choice today, you have to know that you have to fear, because there is judgment. There is a heaven and a hell. Because if God is real, then heaven and hell is real. If you were to die right now, where would you go? Your actions cannot save you. Whatever you've done, if you've sinned once in your life, you've not repented, you're going straight to hell. Not my word, not what I think, not what I say. It's what the Word of God says. He has to judge you. For something insignificant, He has to judge you. But He's giving you the place where you can say, God, I want to be free from that. I want to be free. I want to be able to enter heaven, stand before your judgment throne, and be covered by the blood of the Lamb. But it's a choice we make. If you have not made that choice yet, I just want you to raise your hand as well. Just to say, God, I want to make that choice right here, right now. Amen. Everybody that has raised their hands, I quickly want you to come to the front. I quickly want to pray with you. If there's any other prayer requests, please just go. Don't go away. We really want to pray with you. If there's something specific, even if you just want to share a testimony with somebody quickly, you're more than welcome to. But other than that, there's some tea and coffee at the back. Please just don't run away. We would really like to talk with you while socialize and not just see you next week. Amen. Amen. Guys, enjoy the week. Have a blessed one. And hope to see you next week again.